Okay. We are recording. This is Karen Casper, and I'm interviewing Judy Paul, and we are at the Stevenson Public Library, and the date is August 13th, 2022. And I usually start out by asking you about where you were born and all the interesting details.
Okay, I was born and raised in Detroit. My dad was a local Detroit fireman. He made it to assistant chief of department over 3,000 men, so there was a residency requirement at the time, so we stayed there. I went through Detroit Public Schools, and I went to Cass Tech, which is kind of a special school. My father also went there, and my uncle and my five of my six brothers went to Cass Tech, so it's quite an honor. You need to be a certain average to get into Cass Tech, and then I was in another special program, Science and Arts. So two of us from our elementary school, or junior high actually, were invited to attend, and we both attended, so accelerated programs and enriched. That was well before the AP classes that they have now. That was a really experimental program. Anyway, then I went to Wayne State University in Detroit as well. I started in pre-med 2.5 years and then changed to pharmacy. I felt I wanted to have a family and also have a career in medicine. It's what I was looking for at the time. And it worked out well. So four more years, I got my pharmacy degree and then did an internship and then started working right away. I didn't work immediately. I had children.
Oh.
Right after graduation, we got married, and a year after that, we had our first child. I had 6 children in 8.5 years. So I worked part-time. It was a pleasure to go out and work and talk to adults. I love my kids, I still do, but it's different talking to adults.
I know the
much of the time.
So now you had 6 brothers?
Yes, I did. I had 6 brothers as well.
Any sisters?
No.
Oh, you were the only girl.
I was right in the middle. So, of course, at that time, you don't need to go to college. My dad said, look what you can do it. You can go down to Cape Canaveral, look at this, because he was interested in math, even though he was a fireman, but the depression, didn't allow him to go on and finish college. He started in college, but could not finish.
Yeah.
And he knew I was interested in math. He said, look what you can do. Just finish your degree in math. And my mother, just get married and have children. So actually, I did kind of both.
Yeah.
Not the math part at Cape Canaveral, but I feel an accomplishment, if you will.
Yeah.
Because I love it. I love pharmacy.
Now, did you eventually go to work full-time?
Yes. My youngest was in... I went back and got my Master of Arts in Teaching because at the time, the schools, the area we lived at that time, the school wasn't really as... At the level that we liked. My kids were all getting all A's, but they weren't doing much. And so I went back. I thought I'd homeschool them, but at that time you needed a degree, and they didn't have all this computer and all these, assistance, and help in homeschooling.
Yeah.
So instead we moved to a different area with much better schools that would accommodate the interest my kids had in school. Of course, we didn't downplay school. Education was very important to us. It wasn't, are you going to college? It's which college are you going to? Which maybe is kind of steering them, but I figure it couldn't hurt that way. So.
And how did you make it to the Upper Peninsula?
I was working in hospitals in Detroit, and my children were just about grown. They were all in school or college, and my first contract job. I've worked contract since 1995, only contract, not permanent, but full time, but not permanent.
Yeah.
And I worked in Iron Mountain.
Oh.
At Dickinson County Hospital. I forget the exact name because it's Marshfield. But so I worked for a maternity leave by chance, and in fact now I'm going back Monday to work for another maternity leave.
Oh.
The girl I worked for, it was her first child, and now she's director of pharmacy. And she kind of called me and said, would you be interested? So it was her daughter's through college already. Anyway, so I worked up there, and while I was working, I saw an ad in the paper for this piece of property. And I went and looked at it, and my kids were all grown, or, you know, of age. I didn't have to stay home and feed them and change diapers and all kinds of stuff like that. So I looked at it, and I bought it. And I let it sit. In 2002, I bought it, 2002. And I didn't do anything, or I didn't think about doing anything until 2012. And then I had cancer, though, so in between. And so I was out for a year and a half, 2 years with surgery and chemotherapy and things. So then finally I started thinking about that. I worked, after Iron Mountain, the first job, then I went to Guam to work, and I stayed there for 4.5 years in different positions, director of pharmacy of the hospital, and then several community pharmacies, retail. And even there, I worked volunteered for the radio station, and I helped the nuns out. So there was so much to do, and got my scuba diving certification, both open water and advanced. So went to many, many islands around and went scuba diving. Beautiful, beautiful, probably the best scuba diving in the world. Then I started having grandchildren. A couple of my children had been married. And so I started having grandchildren, and one of my daughters kind of made me feel guilty. They said, you know, when we were young, grandma was always around. So I thought, maybe I better go back. But I loved it. In fact, I have a promised sister in one of the neighboring islands. She's from Chuuk, but she lived on Yap. She was in the hospital, working at the hospital there, and a lot of us would meet through purchasing department. It was in Maryland. I'm trying to think of the name of it now. But Perry Point. And they would subsidize medication for those other islands. And we would all meet and talk about problems and issues and resolutions to different problems. So I met Denise. So I have a promised sister. And her family is my family. Even though I have a large family, there are 26 now in my family, 6 children and their spouses, 5 spouses, but and 14 grandchildren. Wow. So I have enough family, but I still, I love their family too. Anyway, so I came back, and I started working full-time. And then a job arose through an agency at the airport. They need for Dianil solutions, their prescription solutions for dialysis. So they needed a pharmacist on duty, so I took a part-time job there. And then someone called at Hillsdale. I became director of pharmacy at Hillsdale. Then another job, but that one didn't work out. The contractor working it, I couldn't work with him because I was afraid I'd lose my license, and I couldn't do that. So I was called by this company to work other jobs, and so I started working other jobs again. First one for contract up in Iron Mountain again. I bought the property, so I really loved the Upper Peninsula, but didn't work there. I worked in Hawaii, Guam. After I lived there for 4.5 years, I worked at least 2 or 3 times a year in Guam. I've worked on Indian reservations in Arizona, South Dakota, 2 of them in South Dakota, Minnesota. Up in Alaska, I worked 4 or 5 cities. I was there for both the whaling seasons in the spring and the fall. I worked all 4 seasons when it's light all the time, when it's dark all the time. Very interesting. I still have friends up there. Again, Hawaii, I've worked there several times on 2 of the Big Island in Oahu, and took hula lessons and took advantage of anything I could there. Then when I was working in Maine in 2012, this is not all chronological, but just as I think of it, because this is definitely impromptu. Yeah. In 2012, I went to buy some yarn because I've knitted and crocheted all my life. I started when I was 4 years old knitting, so my mother taught me. So I went to buy some alpaca yarn. And the retired nurse that was selling the alpaca yarn said, oh, you want to see where the yarn comes from? And she had an alpaca ranch. And I thought, that was in 2012, and I bought the property in 2002. I thought, this is what I can do with my property. So I now have an alpaca ranch. Right now, I have 28 alpaca.
Oh.
So in Daggett, Michigan. just north of Stevenson here. And I've worked in North Carolina, in Maine, several places in Maine.
Now, you were a contract worker. Now, can you explain what that involved?
That was through an agency. So I was employed at the hospital, but not by the hospital. It's usually hospital. It's, for me, it's more clinical and more interesting. It's closer to being the doctor because we work as a team more so there than in retail. So a hospital or facility will request the finding a pharmacist for a position that they need. It's usually temporary, sometimes permanent, but I didn't want a permanent one. Whether it's a maternity leave or vacations or just shortness of staff, someone left and they can't find a local person to fill in, to take the job. So I would fill in at different places. It could be 2 weeks, it could be 1 week, it could be daily sometimes at retail pharmacies. I would do that too. But usually the places further away, like Hawaii and Alaska, it was usually 3 months at a time because they do pay for my airfare, and transportation and housing and things. So they don't want to do it a week. It's too expensive.
Yeah.
But so it's just contract. It was not working for, it wasn't getting paid from the hospital. It was getting paid from the contract, but the hospital does pay the contract company. So it was kind of neat because
I've gotten to see a lot of places.
Oh my gosh, it's just amazing. It's just, even the Hawaiians, you learn more about history. In Guam and Saipan, World War II history, amazing, absolutely amazing. Of course, the diving there is really good too.
Yeah.
In fact, in Juneau, Alaska, I got my dry suit certification. And there was snow on the ground when I was doing it. And sea lions would be circling us and everything. But no orcas, thank goodness.
Now, what were your experiences during COVID?
During COVID, I continued. I was starting in October 2017. I had started working at Newberry Hospital, at Helen Newberry Joy in Newberry, Michigan, which was not a... commute. I had to stay overnight. It was 150 miles away. So I didn't have much difference because I already had the alpacas. I was isolated already. I was almost quarantining all the time. At the hospital, we have to wear masks. Even now, we have to wear masks. I'm still working there now on call, but a little bit less since I'm older and I ask if I didn't have to work so much. I didn't have to accept any of the positions, of course, but I knew they needed someone, and I enjoyed it, and I just felt I wanted to spend more time at home.
Okay.
But it didn't change for me.
Okay.
Because of my situation.
Yeah.
I was isolated. My son was helping me up there. My youngest son was helping. And during this, he just got a job almost a year ago now, but it still didn't interfere because I was already in isolation, if you will, in quarantine. So for me, it didn't affect me a lot.
Okay. Anything else?
I'm trying to think, because this probably as I leave, when I leave, I'll think of so many other things. But not right now. Just I found everywhere I went, the people were so welcoming. Other people, like, in Guam even, they said, oh, the priest didn't even want to give me communion because I'm white. I thought, oh my gosh, there are a lot of white people here. I'm white.
Yeah.
I found no resistance to being mistreated. I mean, any resistance to taking part in any. They would invite me to fiestas. They had fiestas all the time. Every village has one or two Catholic churches, and they have fiestas for the patron saint. And everybody on the island is invited, visitor or guest, local, didn't matter. I'm trying to think of any other exciting. My life has really been exciting.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful that I've been able to do this. So I can't think of anything else right now.
Okay. Well, you know, if you think of more stuff, write it down, you know.
And I know I should be writing it. I've got tons of pictures. I've got memorabilia. When I was, is this still?
Yeah.
When I was in Yap, the island, I would visit there. When I worked in Guam, I would go to Yap. That's where my prima sister lived. And they taught me how to weave. My weaving didn't look anything like theirs. They didn't have bags, so they, when they went out to, or baskets or anything, they wove a basket. That's what they carried their baby in. They wove a basket. That's what they carried their produce in. Their, tapioca and I'm trying to think of the, they didn't have a lot of vegetables. They didn't have tomatoes and oranges and stuff. But a completely different life. Completely different life.
Okay.
Fishing. That's, they fished for their food. It was all much more traditional than even Guam. But wonderful people. That was the best thing of all my travels. The wonderful people I met.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Okay. Well, I'm going to.
So, how I got, I led to this. I didn't just sit and do nothing. I was.